Russell Wilson practices neutral thinking. During the U.S. National Football Conference Championship in January 2015, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, demonstrated the neutral thinking mindset. Despite playing poorly for most of the game and throwing four interceptions, Wilson never gave up. With 5 minutes left and the Seahawks losing 19-7, he ignored his mistakes and yelled to his teammates, "We can still win this game, let's go!" Wilson was trained in neutral thinking, a strategy that helps people ignore past mistakes and avoid negative thoughts. He could have let his emotions take over, especially since he was dealing with a divorce off the field and his four bad decisions on the field. Instead of giving up and thinking it wasn't his day, he stayed neutral. He focused on the remaining time and the need for two scores to win. Wilson led two touchdown drives, improbably putting the Seahawks ahead 22-19. But the Packers had their own star quarterback, who tied the game at 22. In overtime, Wilson threw the game-winning touchdown pass, securing the Seahawks' victory. Later, he explained that he forced himself to forget his earlier shaky performance and focus on one play at a time. Accept mistakes and move on. Neutral thinking doesn't mean ignoring your mistakes. A quarterback shouldn't pretend he didn't throw an interception, nor should he repeat bad decisions. Whether a mistake happens at work or at home, denying reality helps no one. However, many people let setbacks overwhelm them to the point where they can't perform. To recover, switch to neutral thinking. The human brain is like a car. It can't switch instantly from reverse to forward. It needs a brief pause in neutral to reset. In 2018, University of Southern California quarterback JT Daniels faced a tough game against Stanford, throwing two interceptions and no touchdowns. Daniels made no excuses for his performance. A few weeks later, he played flawlessly and credited neutral thinking for his improvement. When the University of Georgia football team struggled in the first half of a big game, Coach Kirby Smart used the idea of going into neutral. Instead of criticizing his team at halftime, Smart gave a straightforward speech. He told his players that their poor first-half performance didn't mean they would continue to play badly in the second half. Georgia came back and won in overtime. Neutral thinking helps in crises. Neutral thinking isn't just for athletes, it's a lifesaver in critical situations. Take the Apollo 13 astronauts, Jim Lovell, Jack Swigert, and Fred Hayes, who faced a potentially disastrous mission. An oxygen tank exploded as they headed toward the moon, forcing them to survive in a lunar landing module meant for only two people. Meanwhile, NASA engineers on the ground had to devise a quick solution using cardboard and duct tape. Positive thinking alone would have been dangerous. False confidence wouldn't have kept them safe. Negative thinking would have wasted time and possibly doomed them. The astronauts set aside their anxiety, doubt, and fear. They didn't judge the engineers' unusual plan. Instead, they stayed focused on the immediate tasks and controlled their emotions by concentrating on specific actions. By replacing feelings with action, they showcased the power of neutral thinking and survived. Accept failure with neutral thinking. Wilson experienced both victory and defeat in the Super Bowl. In one game, he clinched the championship. But in another, he suffered a heartbreaking loss. In that particular game, Wilson threw a last-second pass into the end zone, only for it to be intercepted by a defensive player. While many fans blamed his coach for calling a questionable play, Wilson handled the defeat with grace. Unlike Wilson, Cam Newton, another quarterback, faced discomfort after losing a Super Bowl. His post-game press conference was tense and uneasy. Wilson chose to take responsibility for his team's loss in the Super Bowl. His coach also admitted fault, but Wilson put the blame on himself. He understood that being a champion meant being ready to make crucial plays, like throwing a winning touchdown or risking an interception that could cost the game. Wilson was willing to face both the risks and rewards that came with being a top athlete. Instead of dwelling on the setback, he focused on improving himself, starting right away. Smart choices lead to success. Vince Carter had a long career in the NBA because he made smart choices to keep himself fit. He ditched junk food and soda, opting for water and stretching instead. To protect his knees, he didn't always go for flashy dunks, but opted for simpler layups. Instead of partying after games, he hit the gym to stay in shape. Carter was determined to keep playing, so he made the tough but necessary sacrifices. When Trevor Mowat, the late author, talked to athletes, he'd hold up a bag of chips in one hand and an apple in the other. He'd ask them if they needed a nutritionist to tell them which is the healthier choice. Even when the right choices are obvious, making them isn't always easy. An NFL quarterback named Jamarcus Russell is a prime example of this. He had everything going for him, huge size and a powerful arm. He landed a whopping $32 million contract. But Russell's career spiraled downward fast. By his third season, he showed up out of shape, and the team that paid him millions cut him loose. Then things got worse. He was caught with illegal codeine. Russell later admitted to ESPN that he could have and should have made better decisions, like staying fit, studying more game footage, and steering clear of bad habits. Fred Taylor extended his NFL career by altering his habits. Football star Fred Taylor's career was on the brink of failure due to injuries, but he decided to change his approach. Coming out of the University of Florida in 1998, Taylor was a standout athlete, known for his size and speed. He landed a big contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but soon gained a not-so-flattering nickname, Fragile Fred, because of his frequent injuries. When the Jaguars brought in a mental coach named Mowat to help Taylor, he wasn't thrilled about it. Taylor felt his coach, Tom Coughlin, didn't take his injuries seriously enough. Since Coughlin was the one who hired Mowat, Taylor didn't trust him. As Mowat gained Taylor's trust, he found out that the running back often stayed out late drinking. Drinking leads to dehydration, which causes small injuries. These small injuries can turn into big problems, especially for someone who plays a rough sport like football. Taylor felt like he couldn't break this cycle of making bad choices. Mowat suggested that Taylor should follow the example of veteran NFL players who show up to practice early. Taylor wasn't sure at first, but in 2002, he decided to start showing up at the Jaguars facilities by 6:30 a.m. He spent more time stretching, icing, and drinking water. Taylor believes that sticking to this new routine helped him play in the NFL for 13 seasons. Avoid speaking about the worst outcomes, they might happen. The human brain stopped evolving when death was a constant threat. Even though the world today is safer, our brains still cling to fear. This explains why we're drawn to apocalyptic scenarios. To keep a level head, just remember one rule: don't say idiotic stuff aloud. By keeping negative thoughts to yourself, you can avoid getting caught up in destructive emotions. In 1986, baseball player Bill Buckner learned this lesson the hard way. He told a reporter about his worst nightmare: letting a ground ball slip between his legs and costing his team the game. Just weeks later, it happened. With the Boston Red Sox on the brink of winning the World Series, Buckner made the error that allowed the winning run. Did his fears cause his downfall? We can't say for sure, but it's a chilling possibility. Pete Maravich, a famous basketball player, once expressed a fear in an interview that he might end up having a heart attack at the age of 40. He retired from the NBA after playing for 10 years, and sadly, he passed away from a heart attack at exactly 40. Saying his fear out loud didn't make it happen, but it does show how speaking about our deepest worries can make them feel more real. Michael Johnson visualized and planned for success. Before clinching two gold medals at the 1996 Olympics, sprinter Michael Johnson faced some tough challenges. He got sick with food poisoning just before the 1992 Olympics and didn't make it to the final race. But in 1996, Johnson made sure he set achievable goals and put in the hard work. After months of training, he felt confident enough to imagine himself winning the 200 and 400 meter races. These visualizations weren't just daydreams or wishful thinking. Johnson had put in the effort, and he knew he had the skills. So, picturing himself crossing the finish line first was more like a practice in staying focused. Later in life, at 51, Johnson had a stroke that put his ability to walk in jeopardy. But when it came to rehab, he tackled it with the same methodical approach that made him an Olympic champion. By picturing success and making small progress every day, he recovered faster than doctors expected. Manage media intake for neutral thinking. Mowat followed what he called the negativity diet. As a kid, his dad laid down some rules: no watching TV news, no listening to country music, and no complaining or saying, "I can't." The idea behind not watching the news is that it often makes people unnecessarily worried. Country music, too, tends to have sad lyrics. So, by avoiding these things, Mowat aimed to keep his mind in a positive state. To test a theory, Mowat decided to stop avoiding negative stuff for a month and dive into it headfirst. He watched gloomy news and listened to heavy metal and country music, basically consuming a lot of sad content. It messed with his head big time. He started doubting himself as a partner and a businessman. And the emotional toll hit him physically too. He felt sick. Even trying to cheer himself up with Christian rock didn't work. After days of drowning in negativity, he was drained. He turned pessimistic, dodging doctor appointments because he was scared of bad news. He even started sending crazy texts and had moments of uncontrollable crying. To get back on track, Mowat went back to a happier media diet, sticking to factual news, fun shows, and uplifting music. Key points. 1. Russell Wilson's neutral thinking mindset helped him turn a losing game into a victory by focusing on the present. 2. Neutral thinking isn't about ignoring mistakes but accepting them and moving forward to perform better. 3. It's a strategy for athletes like JT Daniels and teams like Georgia to overcome setbacks and achieve success. 4. Neutral thinking proved crucial for the Apollo 13 astronauts to survive a life-threatening situation in space. 5. Accepting failure gracefully, like Russell Wilson, is essential for growth and improvement in sports and life. 6. Smart choices, as seen in Vince Carter's NBA career, can prolong success and longevity in professional sports. 7. Managing media intake, as advocated by Trevor Mowat, is vital for maintaining a positive mindset and avoiding negativity.